So St. Paul says something really nice in that first reading. It's his prayer, he says, "I urge you to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received." And I probably speak for all of the teachers, for deacon, for every priest who comes here each week, that this is the movement of our hearts as well. Part of the reason why we do what we do is to urge you, to equip you, to encourage you to live in a life, a manner worthy of the call you have received. And the response to our psalm, we said, "Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will." This should be the posture, like the song of your heart every day. Each morning when you wake up, this should be what motivates you to do the will of God, to live worthily in the call that you have received. And ultimately, the call you have received is a call to be in heaven with the Father forever. And that's what we call a saint, someone who is in heaven and they will live with him forever. That is your call. But how do we get there? And at the end of that reading, St. Paul says that he gives us the grace that we need, and he gives people certain gifts and certain graces to live the life so that the entire body of Christ can be built up to completion. And so not all of you will be priests, not all of you will be religious sisters, not all of you will be teachers or principals or janitors. You will have a call, you have a purpose, you have a mission in your life, that without that, without you living that call worthily, the body of Christ cannot be built up to completion. We need you. The church needs you. The world needs you. And so as St. Paul urged the Ephesians, I urge you to live worthily the call you have received. And in that mindset, with that vision, we can hear the gospel again about the seed who is scattered to all the different types of soil. That you have been given these graces. That this seed that has been scattered, these gifts, these graces, have been given to you. And Jesus listed four types of soil there. And so you have a choice. Each day you have a choice. What type of soil do you want to be? Like the soil in the parable can't change itself. But you can. Are you the hard soil that the seed can't penetrate? Are you living a superficial life, just floating from one thing to the next, not being mindful of anything, just chasing pleasure after pleasure after pleasure? Or have you already turned your heart over to sin and is hardened in pain and regret and misery? Are you the type of soil where you have a momentary experience of joy when you hear about the good things of Jesus and the promise of eternal life, but because you're so imbued in the culture and in your lives that you don't allow those fruits to really come and it just passes with the wind? Are you so caught up in the anxieties and the stresses of this world that even when the fruit tries to grow, it gets choked out? You know, we can very easily live superficial, lazy, self-centered lives. And this is what the culture is like preparing you for. This is what Hollywood and culture and social media, and I know I'm the old man like always preaching against these things, but you need to know that there's a battle for your soul. And we need to be reminded daily of this because it's so easy to forget. But this gospel today should give you hope, because the seed's not scattered just one time. The graces of God's not just given to you, offered to you one time, and if you miss it, you're done. It's a daily renewal of God's gifts, of God's love in your life, especially on those moments when you can come to Holy Mass, whether you're Catholic or not. The graces of Christ's death and resurrection are made present to you right now in these moments at Holy Mass. Will you allow those graces? Will you allow those seeds to go deep into your heart and produce fruit so that you can live worthily the call that God has placed in your heart? Will you allow yourself the time to sit quietly with Jesus so he can speak to you? Will you go to confession and ask God for his mercy to forgive you for the things you've done and to live a life of grace, to live a life of virtue, to live a life of joy and peace? The body of Christ needs you to respond worthily to this call. The opportunity is there, but you have to choose it. You have to pick one. Which one will you be? Are you desiring to be a saint? Do you want to be a saint? Are you comfortable and satisfied with mediocrity? No one can make the choice for you, but Jesus will never stop inviting you. Jesus will never stop pouring out his love into your heart, into your lives, into your families, into the school, into this church, and into this world. He will never stop. But the choice is yours. I mean, last night, the Democratic debate was on last night. And these men and women yelling and screaming and just like vying for our attention so that we can choose them. The world is the same way. All these things yelling and screaming for your attention, just begging you to choose them one more time. Jesus is not yelling, he's not screaming, but he is here. Will you say yes? Will you say yes, Lord? Here I am. I've come to do your will.